Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox here with Ask the Akasha. And we're really blessed to be sponsored by Akashic Records Consultants International, which is a governing body that supports and trains consultants and teachers of the Akashic Records. Ask the Akasha is a show that helps you or gives you the opportunity to call in and ask your questions of the Akashic Records about sometimes personal issues, sometimes global issues. The only thing that I would say to you is that in asking your question, make it something that you want to know, but please refrain from asking the question, what's my purpose? It's not that what's my purpose isn't a wonderful question. It's just that what's my purpose is a big question, and it's very hard to be able to narrow it down on a talk show with one person. So if in fact what's my purpose is something that you really want to understand and know more about, then I would encourage you to call me privately, and we can schedule an Akashic Records telephone consultation. And that is, you can call me directly on that number, which is 216-691-1233. Or if you are interested in learning how to access your own Akashic Records, then I would encourage you to also call me at 216-691-1233. Or go to my website, which is Akashic Wisdom, that's www.akashicwisdom.com, to see the schedule of where I'm going to be teaching the Level 1, Level 2, and Level 3 Akashic Records workshops. I actually have one coming up in Seattle where you can learn how to read your own Akashic Records and work with your own Akashic Records. And that workshop is coming up for Level 1 on the 9th and 10th of June. And for Level 2, it's the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Of June. They're at different times during the day, so we can handle that. And so I encourage you to check out my website, give me a call, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. But for tonight, if you would like to call in and talk to me personally, if you live in the USA, we have some toll-free number for not only the USA, but Canada. And those numbers for the US, if you're listening in, is 877-270-8714. And Canada, call directly to 888-861-3519. There's also information, we have direct lines that you can call in, and those are 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223, and our international area code is 01. Okay, so let's get going here. So in my travels, I want to first of all send a wonderful hello to all the Akashic Records teachers that are listening out there, as well as their students. Last week, we were at a wonderful retreat in Alabama, and it was a retreat for Akashic Records teachers, and we were able to actually record not only the interviews. If you happened to tune in last week, you really got a treat. But what we did is we recorded a show for tonight, for later on tonight at 11 o'clock. Well, actually, it would be 8 o'clock Pacific time, where it's an actual interview of four different Akashic Records teachers and what their focus is. And so I encourage you to listen in tonight. Let it play in the background of what you're doing. Tell your friends about it. If you've always wanted to know what the Akashic Records are and what they can do, listen to these wonderful, wonderful teachers. And there are some from Texas and Indiana, Tennessee, Kentucky, so that there are folks from all over that we have teachers in every, not every state, but we have them all over the country. And if you're at a location where there is no teacher, give me a call. I travel all over the country, and we'd be happy to come and put together an Akashic Records workshop for you or an introductory lecture for your group. And again, you can find that information out at my website, which is www.akashicwisdom.com. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about some questions that have come forward from not only from the Akasha, but also from folks that have emailed me their questions. And again, feel free, if you have a question on your mind, you'd like to email me some questions, that's great. Would love to handle them. Or if you'd like to call in, I've just given you the numbers. Or if you didn't get those numbers, please go up to bbsradio.com. I mean, you're probably there because that's how you're listening to me. And those telephone numbers for the late night show are the ones you would call in on. But the questions we're going to be covering tonight is, first of all, is how to connect to guidance. There are so many people out there that feel that they have a hard time connecting to guidance. They don't know exactly how to connect or why they don't feel like they're connecting. And the other part of this program is also going to be, we're going to talk about prayer and the sacred part of prayer and how to pray. And the information that's going to be shared tonight is directly from the Akashic Records. Prior to this program, what I do is I open up the Akashic Records and I find out what we're going to talk about. So this information is coming to you directly from that source. For those of you who are just tuning in and don't know what the Akashic Records are, the Akashic Records are the recording of every living thing that has ever lived, as well as everything that is living now. It contains galactic information, planetary information, and also our soul's journey over every lifetime. But it also includes our soul's intention for this lifetime. And so when you call for a private consultation for an individual to understand what your soul's intention is, we talk about various areas of your intention. And so this tonight we're going to be talking about spirituality as it relates to your connecting to guidance. What the Akashic Records have to say about connection is, first and foremost, that trust is an issue when it comes to connecting with your own personal guidance or divine guidance. We are raised, most of us are raised in a way that teaches us not to trust our own feelings. And so consequently, we want to look outside of ourselves for that information. Many times we believe that our divine guidance or our the guides that have contracted to be with us on this journey in this lifetime are actually outside of us, and the reality is they live within us. Because we are all frequency and vibration, our guidance and our guidance systems and our spirit guides, if you will, have aligned themselves with our vibration and frequency. So consequently, as we walk this earth, there is never a time that we are not connected. And there is nothing you could ever do or have ever done in your lifetime that would ever sever that connection or stop your ability to connect. The largest block to connecting to your own personal divine guidance has to do with trust of self, and it has to do with you being not just willing to receive. It's really more about being willing to forgive yourself. And I say that because what the records are saying is that there's truly nothing we have to forgive ourselves for But there is this concept that either we're not good enough or are not able to receive, for whatever reason that is. And so it's important that you, as a human being, begin to write down your belief systems that you feel limit you. What negative belief systems or opinions are you working under that prevent you from being all that you can be? So in other words, what do you tell yourself when you wake up in the morning? I mean, clearly, what's recommended is that when you wake up in the morning, you say, "Hello, world. Here I am. I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Divine, for bringing me to another day on this wonderful planet." However, and that's the way you go to sleep at night, by saying thank you for a wonderful day or for all my blessings. And so clearly going deep into gratitude is one way of actually moving closer and deeper into trust. However, if that's not the case for you, if it's hard for you to find joy in your life, it would be very important for you to just imagine all that. Let me get this right. It's not imagining, it's about documenting the negative beliefs that you operate under during the day, and then assessing and taking a real good look at to see, in fact, if what you're feeling or believing is true. So, for example, if you are operating under the assumption that you are not abundant, or that you'll never get the right job, or that someone will never hire you, or that every lover up till this point has been a loser, or if you're in school and you can't seem to grasp what is being said because you feel that you're not smart enough, because your belief is you're not as smart as other people, or if you feel you're not as good looking or as handsome as other people, you walk around with these beliefs that you received from someone somewhere within. And so it's important for you to start documenting those belief systems in order for you to make a list so that you can then decipher which ones are true. And the interesting thing about it is once you start documenting the negative beliefs that you live under, you may notice that none of the belief systems are true, but that you've been operating under them for so long that they've become ingrained as a part of you. And so it would be so helpful to you for you to pull those beliefs out and say, first of all, where did I get these beliefs? Where did I get them from? Who first gave them to me? So if you were going to make a column, let's say you were going to create a piece of paper where you could document this information, the first column would be negative beliefs and opinions. The second column would be, where did I get them from? Whose are they? The third column would then be, is it true? The fourth column would be, does it serve me? And the fifth column would be, what is my corresponding belief, or what is a corresponding belief that is true but is positive, that will uplift me, that feels good? And so as you make the list on a daily basis, you may want to wait until the end of the week and take a look at all the different negative beliefs you have, because this calls for real vigilant awareness. Clearly being very vigilant about being aware of your self-talk will definitely serve you. And so by making a list of these and really being honest with yourself about where you got this stuff from, and then taking another inventory within yourself to ask yourself if it's true, and I can pretty much guarantee that it's probably not true, whatever your beliefs are about yourself, and then you pull that out another point and say, is it true? Does it serve me? And the answer is no, then you have the freedom to create a corresponding belief that does serve you. This technique or tool, by the way, is going to be outlined in more detail in the book that I'm working on. That is basically, the book's title is Ask the Akasha. And it has in it various questions from different clients or people who have asked me questions at lectures. And so it's basically profound answers to life's simple questions is what it is. So if this is of interest to you, in fact, if you have a question you think would be good to have in the book, I would love to hear from you. You can either email me. You can email me at Donna, D-A-H-N-A, at akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call in tonight on the radio station, and we will talk about your question. And if the record keepers feel that it would be important, then it will be included in the book. So again, let me give you those toll-free numbers that you can call in and either continue this discussion on trust and getting closer to guidance or feeling more connected, or you can come up with your own question. You don't have to stay on the subject if you have something you'd like to ask. The toll-free number here is 877-270-8714, and again, that's in the U.S. Or in Canada, you can call direct toll-free at 888-861-3519. Alternate direct numbers for international folks are 01-530-413-4515 or 01-530-876-9026 or 501-530-876-3223. I'd also like to mention that Akashic Records Consultants International is one of our sponsors, and they, if you want to know more about classes on the Akashic Records, if you'd like to see if there is an Akashic Records teacher or consultant in your area, or if you just like to learn a little bit more about the organization, I encourage you to go to www.arc-akashicrecords.org. That's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. So, let's get back to self-trust and connecting to guidance. The piece here is that there is an underlying desire, if you will, for folks to work within, and they want people to actually tell them what to do. So they're hoping that their guidance will tell them what to do or answer their questions so that they're not wrong. So there's working with your own personal guidance is not about not being wrong or telling you the future. Working with your guidance is helping you understand more about your own life, your own ideas of what life is about, and expanding that information. For example, when we teach an Akashic Records workshop, we access the Akashic Records through a holy prayer. And this prayer is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So when we access the records, I'm talking about when Akashic Records Consultants International teachers and consultants access the records for their clients, we access consciously. Our eyes are wide open. We're in full personality. And the consultations are based 100% on your questions. And so your questions get us to the right area of the records. And that's why it's important to understand not only what your questions are, but understand the intention of the information. The record keepers or the Akashic Records is very different than a psychic reading. Because with an Akashic Record consultation, the record keepers will never tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And working in the records can be very subtle. Now, the difference between working a psychic reading and an Akashic Record consultation, and I'm not making a judgment of which is better, one or another. What I am trying to explain to you is the difference and the different energy sources. So, for example, in a psychic reading, typically the psychic person, the energy source is a third eye. And so as the energy source is a third eye, the information comes from the energy around you that is mutable and changeable. It's peripheral energy around you. So what's true today may not be true tomorrow. It's important, though, because it kind of gives you an idea of what's going on. And if you're working with a reputable psychic, that can help you make your own choices in the here and now about the energy around you. With an Akashic Record consultation, what happens is it's based on your questions. And so what you do is, or what the consultant does, is we go underneath to the core issues of what's creating the behavior. So when you understand why you do certain things and what the core issue is and how it's related to this life or other lifetimes, you can then get a better idea of not only how to heal it, and the record keepers also will help you understand a formula for relieving that issue or clearing that block. They'll actually give you a formula to heal that. It will also help you understand what choices there are to be made so that you actually get to create your future. So it's a little bit more, it's a different kind of consultation in the fact that it's very interactive and your questions are very open-ended, and that's important. The other piece that's different with an Akashic Record consultation opposed to a psychic reading is the questioning. So, for example, one question with the Akashic Records may be, with a psychic reading is, when am I going to make more money? Or when am I going to find a lover? And, or should I move to Colorado? And so you ask psychic that, and then they tell you what they see, hear, or whatever. And with an Akashic Record consultation, instead of asking the question of when you're going to find a new lover or when you're going to make more money or should you move to Colorado, the way the question would be worded is, what is blocking me from attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship or the abundance and prosperity of the universe? And when you know how to open your own records, and you want to make a decision, you can actually ask the record keepers, show me how it would feel if I were to move to Colorado. You can actually ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones, the Akasha, to show you how it would feel for you to do one thing or another. I think that's pretty amazing. And if you were in a consultation, in order to make a decision, what you would do is ask for the positives and negatives of each decision that you have to make. And by gaining all that information, you could then decide which one you would like better. However, the aspects or the pluses, if you will, advantages and benefits of learning how to access your own Akashic records goes over and above anything you could ever dream of, because you can use the Akashic records energy in any and every area of your life. And for those people who really want to connect with their guidance, you can't get much higher than the Akashic records. And the Akashic records are easily accessible, and they're available for all people. All you have to do is have the desire and the intention and move into that space. And when you use the prayer that we use, the specific prayer that actually was translated from Mayan to Spanish to English, and it was also came forward from the Pleiadians. So the Pleiadians brought the prayer that we use to the Mayans. And then the Mayans moved into that energy, and then when it came time for their civilization to be done, a few people knew of the prayer, and eventually a man by the name of Johnny Prohaska was given the prayer through ceremony. And then he ended up teaching, and then our teacher, Mary Parker, our founder, is the one who took his class and then took and worked with the Akashic Record Keepers to bring the access to the Akashic Records internationally. Because we even have teachers, by the way, in Uruguay, Argentina, and Bolivia. And so, and Canada, we also have U.S. and Canadian teachers as well. So it's something that can expand your world in a way that is unlimited. Connecting to your guidance on a daily basis becomes easy. It's a matter of fact, not to be taken for granted, but to go deep in gratitude for. Because you can open your Akashic records every day, stay in them for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour, and you can open them and close them all day, depending on what's happening in your life. You can use the energy of the Akasha to help you create a business. And one of the things that I do is I help entrepreneurs and business people with their specific business, because remember, I mentioned that everything that has an energy to it, anything that has ever lived or is living now, has an Akashic record. And so what I do is I work with individuals and businesses to help them create a thriving, successful business. And I help them understand what to do, not only from a marketing point of view, through spiritually, through the records, but we also talk about possibly employee challenges, life challenges, or issues that affect all businesses. And so there are programs that we have that I offer in the Akashic Records for people who want either life coaching or that want business coaching. And so those programs are a little different than a typical consultation, because those programs are there's a whole curriculum and a set number of sessions that we decide on that can fulfill and help you get to where you want to go. So there's more than one way of connecting to your guidance through the Akashic Records. Now for artists, we have taught artists how to expand their creativity through the Akashic Records. For example, we have a teacher, Ronnie Reisler. You can find her on the ARC website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And Ronnie actually creates soul mandalas from the Akashic Records. And she was taught how to do this from the Akashic Records. So, for example, she would open up the individual's personal Akashic Records and then be guided to the symbols and the information and the colors and the images that need to be on that soul mandala. So that when you as a person look at that mandala, you really understand and can identify and can align with the energy of your soul. So an artist, for example, who's a sculptor, can open their Akashic records and actually infuse into the clay or the glass or whatever medium they're using the energy of the Akasha to expand the energy of the medium for it to become a healing piece after it's completed by using the Akashic records. We have had a class not too long ago where folks were actually writing their own prayers of light, where they were doing drawings of angels that just appeared to them through the Akashic records, where songs were written, and where designs were created, not only for a landscape design, but for a design for an engineering project that was actually, the problems were solved by opening the records, and the engineer himself asked the record keepers what was missing in the design, and how could the design of this particular object, and I'm not going to go into more detail than that because that would be against the confidentiality, but they asked the record keepers how to create the design so it would be more sturdy, would accomplish the goal of what it was supposed to, what the machine was supposed to do, as well as for the durability, what materials need to be used, and in what most effective way. And working with the Akashic Records, they were able to create a design that was far superior than anything that was had ever come up in their work before. So the Akashic Records can be used in every area of your life. Another way to use the Akashic Records, if you're a computer programmer, you can open up your own personal Akashic Records and ask how to develop various software products that will do what you want them to do based on your soul, on the intention of your work. Naturally working for the highest good of all concerned from a point of love and service is important here. Also, actors can use the Akashic Records to go deeper into the character. So, for example, if you have a play that you're in as an actor or a movie, you can open up, once you learn how to open up your own Akashic Records, you can actually open up the Akashic Records and ask to be shown insights into the character that you're playing that would provide you the information to give a more authentic portrayal. So you're expanding your own knowledge, and you're actually able to tap in to the intention of the playwright or the screenwriter in creating the character. You can also work with that information to bring you more into alignment with what the director wants. So you can use the Akashic Records in acting. You can also use the Akashic Records as a writer. So let's say you are a screenwriter or a playwright, or you like to write poetry or short stories, or you're working on a novel, or even a book about your work if you're a healer. You can open up your own Akashic Records and ask for the masters, teachers, and loved ones to assist you in creating the perfect book, the perfect play, the perfect screenplay, the perfect article that will exemplify your intention for the writing. If you're a parent, you can also use the Akashic Records to better parent, because although we can't and don't open up the Akashic Records of anyone under the age of 18, nor do we open up the records of anyone without their permission, we do, as parents, we can open up our own Akashic Records and ask how we can best serve our children. Or if there's a communication breakdown with the child, we can ask, what does this child need from me? How can I best serve them? And in a telephone consultation, you can also learn that. You can also understand how to better parent by asking asking that same question. So, for example, if you have any relationship issues, whether it's with your child or your spouse or the people you work with or your mother, your father, or brother or sister, whatever the relationship issue, we can have a telephone consultation, and you can ask how you can best serve those individuals that you're challenged with, or what do they need from you, or what is your contract with them. You know, we all come into this lifetime with our agendas, and what's important when you're asking questions about your agenda and about why people are in your life, information from the Akashic Records can help you with that. Now, again, they won't go deep into another person's information because that would be not within the integrity of the work. But you can ask, as it relates to you, whatever question you want. Now, getting back to parenting, you can actually also ask from your own personal standpoint. From a parental point of view, you can ask what blocks you carry from your upbringing that are affecting your parenting today. Very powerful. Very powerful. Because then you get a greater insight into who you are, how you're operating in relationship to your children, so that you have the power to be able to shift out of that paradigm into a new paradigm of choice and a new paradigm of empowering your children. It's really important that we look at empowering our children today. Our kids that are coming through us, if you will, are very special children in a way that we're just learning to expand on. And we really need to remember that by telling our children how wonderful they are, how beautiful they are, how smart they are, and how perfect they are, is not about adding to their ego, but it's about adding to their heart and their confidence about who they are. Because the foundation you build with your children today is the one that will be always remembered and acted out on as they grow older. It's also a known fact that children learn more about themselves, or they learn more about how to treat themselves by the way they observe their parents treating themselves than anything you could ever teach them. So the Akashic Records can help you from a parenting point of view. They can help you from a relationship point of view. So, for example, you're in a relationship, you've just had an argument with your spouse or your lover, and you really want to understand what can you do to heal your side of this relationship? Now remember, this is not about changing someone else. It's not about fixing someone else. It's about understanding what is there within you that is attracting this behavior. What is there about you that is creating the opportunity for the other person to not be aligned with your essence? Or what is there about you that is not aligned to their essence? Now, this is not about guilt. And this is not about you not being good enough. What this is about is helping you understand what is possible should you want to shift. But it doesn't guarantee you that the relationship will be healed because you cannot control the decisions of another person. All you can do is learn how to shift you and then see what happens. And many times, once you shift you, you have created a space and an opportunity for the other person to shift as well. And if that doesn't happen, then you have much more information about what you want to do with the relationship, whether you want to continue it or let it go. One of the things that's important in life today is as you move through your life in a relationship, there are some things to consider because many times we hear from people wondering if they should stay or go in a relationship. And what the records keepers typically will tell someone is that if it doesn't feel, now let me just say this slow, if it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. Let me say that again. If it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. And so it's important that you take a look at the relationships you have in and around your life and do a real inventory, if you will, about who in your life is uplifting, who in your life accepts you for who you are, who in your life really likes being with you, and you really like being with them. And so it's really about assessing those relationships that can so deeply help you understand more about how you want your life to look and feel. And then with that information, you can make your own choices. Some interesting things came forward in a workshop I did recently. We called them Akashicisms, and I'd like to read a few for you. And these are what happens when you're in the records. So, for example, there was a message for this particular workshop. And that doesn't always happen, but in this case it did. And it went out to a specific young man in the workshop. However, the message was not only for him, but for all that were in the workshop. And now I share this with you. And I want you to really close your eyes and take this to heart. So take a deep breath and know that you are about to receive a short message from the Akasha. You are meant for greatness. You must find what fills your heart with joy and love, and greatness will be there. Greatness not from a place of ego, but from a place of solid comfort and knowing you are doing what you love. Whatever blossoms from that place is your path. Your path to greatness. Your journey has begun. Namaste. Blessings for a fine adventure. That's an important message for you. So important, I'm going to read it again. And I want you to feel the power of this, for it is a message just for you. You are meant for greatness. You must find what fills your heart with joy and love, and greatness will be there. Greatness, not from a place of ego, but from a place of solid comfort and knowing you are doing what you love. Whatever blossoms from that place is your path. Your path to greatness. Your journey has begun. Namaste. Blessings for a fine adventure. So just take a moment and see how that feels. Drink that beautiful love in. Does that feel good? Is that the message you were waiting for today? Is that the confirmation that you're on the right track? If so, let it all be a yes. Let that message confirm for you to go deep into gratitude. for all that you are, all that you're not, and all that you are yet to be. For you truly are meant for greatness. Just hold on to that. If you would like to hear more of that, more messages like that, I encourage you to go up to my website, and there is a CD that is called Remembering Your Magnificence. And it was brought forward from the records to help you remember your magnificence. And it's a combination of me speaking over beautiful original music, and then it's also just the instrumental, so that you can use it to go to sleep at night. You can play it in the background so it moves into your own personal unconscious or subconscious. You can play it for your children and help them remember home. But it can be used in all areas of your life, for it is messages like what I just read that are full in that CD. So if that's of interest to you, please give me a call, and I can certainly tell you a little bit more about it. If you're interested in having a personal telephone consultation, I would love to hear from you. My telephone number is 216-691-1233. Give me a call, and we'll set up a time for you to have your consultation. I'll email you information and help you understand what your next steps are. Also, if learning how to access your own Akashic Records is of interest to you, I'm going to be in Seattle, Washington. Actually, I'm flying in, and I'll be available for face-to-face consultations on June 6th. And I'll be there from the 6th until the 10th, and I will be available for personal face-to-face consultations on June 6th and 7th. So if that's of interest to you, call now. I will book up fast. There is a workshop coming up on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's a level 2, and people will be coming in from all over the country on that one. Although, I've got to tell you that I don't take a lot of people in the level 2s. I only make space for 10 people. And the reason for that is because I want to be able to watch the energy on a one-to-one basis. A level 2 Akashic Records workshop teaches you how to access the records of another person, the energies, the Akashic Records of the land, and animals. And so as we're working together, the whole workshop is very experiential about you learning to read the Akashic Records of another person and going back and forth and having your Akashic Records read. And so what happens with that is I need to sit with each couple each person and watch how they're receiving the energy and how they're also sharing the energy. So it's very hands-on, one-on-one type of work. That's a level 2. Now, a level 1 is where you learn how to use the Akashic Records in every area of your life. And we cover the things that I just talked about. So we cover how to use the Akashic Records for creativity, how to use the Akashic Records for decision-making, how to use the Akashic Records in relationships, how to use the Akashic Records for parenting, how to use the Akashic Records as a manager or in your work. And all of that is covered in a level 1. And the level 1 is on the 9th and 10th of June in Seattle. And if that's of interest to you, please give me a call. Again, that's going to fill up fast. And I only make room for 15 to 17 people tops in a class like that. So these are not classes that have hundreds of people in them, because I want to be able to work with you personally. So Again, if this is of interest, I suggest you get your registration in as soon as possible. Let me know that you what you'd like to do. Call me with your registration. You can email me with your registration. If you're going to send me a check, that's great. If you're going to pay me by PayPal, I need to be able to set that up for you. But again, June's coming up pretty fast, and the ads are about to come out. So if this is of interest to you, you've got first shot by listening to BBS Radio here. So again, I want to talk to you tonight. I want to tell you that tonight at 8 o'clock Pacific time, you will hear the information from four very knowledgeable Akashic Records teachers. When we were at the retreat last week, we recorded the interviews with four of these lovely teachers, and you will hear their information. This tonight at 8 o'clock is the first time we're doing an 8 o'clock show. We're changing our time. We're going to make it available at 8 o'clock. However, this is not a call-in show at 8 o'clock. It's a listen-only. However, if you have questions about the show, please feel free to email me. And that show is going to be on the daily lineup, if you will, at 8 o'clock tonight Pacific. And if you'd like to email me questions to be answered on Ask the Akasha next week, or if you'd like a personal email back, or if you'd like to just email me your contact information, I'll be glad to call you. My email address is Donna, D-A-H-N-A, at akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. Also want to mention that next week, we were going to be talking to my teacher, my Akashic Records teacher, Elena Lieberman. And we're going to be talking to her not only on the Ask the Akasha show that comes on at 5:30 Pacific, but also at the 8 o'clock show. That's 8 o'clock Pacific. That's the Akashic Wisdom show. So she's going to be with us at both times. We are going to be available for phone calls. I encourage you to email me questions for her, or you can call in. Please gather your friends and listen. She is a dynamic, wise woman. And one of the topics we're going to be talking about is the Akashic Records and the Kabbalah, and how they are similar, how they can be used together, what their relationship is. And so that would be the Akashic Records and Kabbalah. And one more thing. I'm going to be starting in June a teleconference that you can be a part of. And that teleconference, it has to do with using the Akashic Records and the Secret. So if you are interested in knowing more about how to use the Akashic Records and the Secret, I encourage you to email me, call me, and I will tell you more about that upcoming teleseminar. It's going to be an ongoing seminar talking about the Secret and the Akashic Records and how to use both in conjunction with each other. Right now, we're almost out of time. We only have a couple more minutes to go. And I just want to come back to our original program, our topic, and that was guidance. You need to know that your guidance is there for you, that when you connect with your guidance, that there is never a negative piece of information that comes. So if you've connected and are journaling from your divine space, that you will never receive criticism. Like, your guidance will never say, you better, you should, you didn't. It'll never be anything but loving. True guidance is true loving. It's supportive. It's understanding. And it's the support that you as an individual need to know what it feels like to be loved. That's what your guidance is all about. And if you're having a hard time trusting yourself, is this me or is it guidance? The more loving it is, the more you know that it's true. Guidance will also not pump you up with ego-laden information. They will support you with the truth of your greatness and being. And so as we come soon to a close, I want you to remember how magnificent you are. That you're only a thought away from your own greatness. And I want you also to remember that I am only a phone call away. I encourage you to call me. I encourage you to ask questions, and I will return your call. Again, my regular office number, and you can call 24 hours a day, because if I'm not here, the machine will get it, and the voicemail will get it, and you're not disturbing anyone. Don't you worry about a thing. It's a safe place for you to be. Call me at 216-691-1233. Or email me at Donna, D-A-H-N-A, at AkashicWisdom.com. Or go to my website at www.AkashicWisdom.com. And remember, we're brought to you today by Akashic Records Consultants International at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. Contact us. Let us help you. For you are our future. You hold within you the divine love that is necessary for this planet to survive, as we all do. Each of us has an opportunity to love greater than we've ever loved before. And it's important that we exercise that opportunity at every turn. And now I'm going to close this program of Ask the Akasha. And I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light who so lovingly have listened in. We ask that their burdens be lifted, their hearts be opened, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, this program of Ask the Akasha is now being closed. Please listen in later at 8 o'clock Pacific. And listen next week when we're going to be talking with Ellen Lieberman from Chicago, my teacher of the Akashic Records. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful week. And don't forget to tell yourself you love you. Because you do.